Have you heard the saying that Instagram likes and followers and comments aren't gonna pay your bills? Well, there's actually some truth to that. But if you know how to use Instagram right, it's actually totally wrong. Hey everyone, I'm Neil Patel, and today I'm gonna teach you how to actually leverage Instagram to make you more money. Before we get started, make sure you subscribe to this channel. That way, as we release more content like this, you'll get notified. And if you're on YouTube, click the alert notification. The first tip I have for you is build your account for one specific problem. In other words, you want to solve one problem for one audience. It's really hard to just be an influencer just because your life is cool or you have some cool pictures of yourself that are half naked. That doesn't really work these days anymore, and I wouldn't recommend that. Solve one problem for one audience. When you do that, you're gonna have a super focused community, so when you pitch products and services to them, they're much more likely to convert. If you have a randomized audience, you don't know what to sell them, and you'll find that they won't convert well. But when you're known for just one thing, such as fashion, and then you have fashion products or services, they're much more likely to buy from you. The second tip I have is differentiate your account. Don't just do what everyone else is doing. If you see everyone else posting the same type of content, if you do the same thing, you won't do well. From day one, you need to start experimenting with different types of content. Do videos work better than images for you? Do you need to do long captions, short captions, live video, stories, educational content, something that's just entertaining that makes people laugh? Or does curated content work for you? Do you really even need to spend your time creating content or just leveraging someone else's? Once you figure out what's working, the stuff that is, double down on it. What doesn't perform well, stop doing it. Now, once you figure out the formula of what's working well, you need to go back and retest this every few months. The reason being is Instagram's constantly changing their algorithm, so you need to continually test and tweak to make sure that what you're producing resonates with your audience. The third tip I have for you, run ads on Instagram to your top performing content pieces. That way, the stuff that's already doing well, you're gonna grow more awareness, more followers, you're gonna get in front of more people who are much more likely to convert into customers. The fourth tip, start running giveaways and promotions and challenges. Probably wondering, hey, I see these giveaways all the time. They can't be effective. Well, if they weren't effective, you wouldn't be seeing them all the time. Giveaways only work if you're giving away something that's very valuable and super related to your niche. If you don't meet those two criteria, they won't work. As for a challenge, a content journey that leads people into a desired end result works very well. Challenge, if let's say you're in the fitness niche, talking about a 30-day challenge where they can lose 5 pounds, that's a good challenge. You can get a lot of people to follow you in that challenge. Now, you also want to have rules when people are participating in these giveaways or challenges. For example, they need to follow your page. You want them to tag someone in the comments. You want them to click the link on your bio, so that leads people off to your website so you can collect their email address. That allows them to know who's the winner, who they're gonna be, and that way you can continually notify them and sell products and services to them as well. The next tip I have for you is to do sponsored posts on other accounts. So there's other influencers within your niche. If you can do sponsored posts on their accounts and promote your profile, you're gonna build a bigger, more loyal base within your exact space. The biggest mistakes that people make when they do this is they pick random profiles that have nothing to do with their target audience, their target niche, their core demographic. You need to stay away from those people. It has to be super relevant. And when people are doing those sponsored posts, make sure that in their bio, they include that you're running a contest and a giveaway and people should look there and click through so they can go over back to your profile and your website, of course, as well. So the people who are doing this on their profile, they need to change their URL to your site URL. And as I mentioned, don't do it for random accounts. It has to be super relevant. I can't emphasize that enough. The next tip, leverage micro influencers to sell your products or services. There's a lot of companies out there on Instagram that are crushing it, especially in niches like health and fitness or fashion. And you may test this and you're like, it's not working for me. It's because you're trying to get the Kardashians to promote your product or service. The Kardashians don't produce a high ROI. I was at a conference called Affiliate Summit. There was a gentleman there. He was telling me how he paid Kris Jenner roughly $75,000 to promote his product or service. She promoted his product and he even told me, he's like, yeah, I made less than 75 grand in revenue. Now, keep in mind, even if he made 75 grand or even 80 grand, it still would have been a loss. Why? He has shipping, he has to pay for his expenses, he has office expenses, right? Micro-influencers, on the other hand, even when I was talking to him about this, he has a high conversion rate from micro-influencers. And there's a lot of sites that can help you find the right influencers, such as influence.co. It's a great site to find very targeted influencers. The last tip I have for you is find affiliate products that can be very valuable to your audience. You don't want to just use Google to find these products or services. You want to go to the affiliate sites out there, JVZoo, CJ Affiliate, OfferVault, Click2Sell, Commission Soup, ShareSell, FlexOffers. These are all places that'll show you what are the best performing products. You can use those products, sell them to your audience, get the affiliate commission, or you can just go and find other people who have similar products and services, work out your own deal, and go directly to them and push those products and services to your audience on Instagram. Now, if you do all of that, you'll find that your Instagram profile can generate you good money. You can make a living off of it, you know, and then when people tell you, oh, you're an Instagram influencer, you can't make money from that, you'll be able to show them real stats and data that you can do well from Instagram. If you need help with your social media marketing, check out my ad agency, Neil Patel Digital. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, like it, share it, tell other people about it, subscribe to the channel. Thank you.